It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Biden and Trump spar in final election debate. GOP-led Senate panel advances Barrett as Democrats boycott. And dumb mistake exposed Iranian hand behind fake election emails. It's Friday, October 23. I'm Anthony Davis. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden renewed his attacks on Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic at last night's final debate, seeking to bolster his lead in opinion polls with just 12 days to go until the November 3rd election. The televised encounter from Nashville, Tennessee, represented one of the Republican Trump's last remaining opportunities to reshape a campaign dominated by a pandemic that has killed more than 221,000 people in the United States and devastated the economy. Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain president of the United States of America, Biden said. Trump, who was far more restrained than at the first debate, when he aggressively talked over Biden, defended his approach to the outbreak and claimed the worst of the pandemic was in the past, showing no emotion or regret for the mounting death toll. "We're rounding the corner," said Trump, who has played down the virus for months. "It's going away," he said falsely. Opinion polls show most Americans disapprove of the president's response to the virus. Several U.S. states, including the election swing state of Ohio, reported record single-day increases in COVID-19 infections on Thursday, evidence the pandemic is accelerating. Though Trump trails former Vice President Biden significantly in national polls, the contest is much tighter in some battleground states where the election will likely be decided. Trump was pressed on why Americans should support him if they are concerned about his comments on racial issues, such as Black Lives Matter. "I am the least racist person in this room," Trump insisted. Biden responded by saying Trump was one of the most racist presidents we've had in modern history. "He pours fuel on every single racist fire," Biden said, noting Trump started his 2016 campaign by attacking Mexicans as rapists. "This guy is a dog whistle about as big as a foghorn," Biden said. Biden made a character-based pitch for his candidacy, saying he was anxious to see the results of the presidential election. "The character of this country is on the ballot. Our character is on the ballot," Biden said. Relatively few voters have yet to make up their minds, and Trump's window to influence the outcome may be closing. A record 47 million Americans have already cast ballots, eclipsing total early voting from the 2016 election. In the final minutes of the debate, when the candidates were finally asked what they would do to address the climate crisis, Trump offered an alternate reality. In his world, fossil fuels are clean and renewable power is problematic. His administration has cleaned up the air and water despite rolling back protections. Biden presented a climate plan and a sober assessment of where humanity stands, calling climate change an existential threat that we will pass a point of no return for within 8 years. Senate Judiciary Committee Republicans powered past a Democratic boycott on Thursday to advance Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination to the full Senate, keeping Donald Trump's pick on track for confirmation before the November 3rd election. Democratic senators refused to show up in protest of the GOP's rush to install Trump's nominee to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Never has the Senate confirmed a Supreme Court nominee so close to a presidential election. All 12 Republicans on the committee voted in favour of Barrett, a conservative judge. No-show Democrats left behind posters at their desks of Americans they say have benefited from the Affordable Care Act, now being challenged at the High Court. Senators plan to convene a rare weekend session before a final confirmation vote expected on Monday. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York said the Senate's Republican majority is conducting the most rushed, most partisan, and the least legitimate nomination to the Supreme Court in our nation's history. Trump has said he wants a judge seated in time to hear any potential disputes arising from the upcoming election. Barrett declined to say whether she would withdraw from participating in such cases. Government analysts and private sector investigators were able to rapidly attribute to Iranian hackers a wave of thousands of threatening emails aimed at US voters because of mistakes made in a video attached to some of the messages, according to four people familiar with the matter. Those failures provided a rare opportunity for the US government to identify and publicly announce blame for a malicious cyber operation in a matter of days, something that usually requires months of technical analysis and supporting intelligence. Either they made a dumb mistake or wanted to get caught, said a senior US government official who asked not to be identified. Attribution to Iranian hackers does not necessarily mean a group is working at the behest of the government there. Iranian officials denied the US allegations. On Wednesday, US Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said Russia and Iran have both tried to interfere in the campaign for the November 3rd election. US intelligence agencies are still analyzing exactly who in Iran commanded the operation and its intent. Within hours of the video being circulated this week, which purported to come from an American far-right group known as the Proud Boys, intelligence officials and major email platform providers such as Google and Microsoft began closely analyzing computer code that appeared in the hacker's video. While the emails, which demanded that voters change their party affiliation to the Republican Party and vote for President Donald Trump or "We will come after you," appeared to come from an official Proud Boys domain name. The address, though, was inauthentic, security analysts said. The Proud Boys denied they were behind the messages. A Google statement on Wednesday night said the activity was linked to Iran. A Google spokesperson said on Thursday the company was in contact with the FBI. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Please subscribe, rate, and review us at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an independent production covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering unbiased, verified, and truthful world news daily.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.